Good morning. Thank you, Miss Barbara, for bringing us together with that gathering of music. Amen, amen. I'm kind of shifting gears. I had a couple days off. I worked in my garage. I'm tinkering on things. I don't know if you could call me a machinist yet, but I'm trying. A machinist is really a modern version of a blacksmith. You know, that's what they were. They were machinists and did metalwork. You heard about the blacksmith that went and he got himself a dog, don't you? He went and found a dog that had been abandoned and wasn't sure if they'd bond well or not, but he got him home and got him into the forge, and first thing the dog did is made a bolt for the door. You got to think that one through, don't you? By way of information for our gathering and calendar, Monday is President's Day. All of you have plans? Big plans for President's Day? Yeah, a lot of heads going like this. The office is closed here at the church, in case you are aware. By the way, we need to acknowledge, did any of you get snow this last week? We got some snow that came down. Without being noticed and without always being, sometimes not being acknowledged, Richard cleared all the sidewalks and did all of that. So what he didn't do, the sun has taken care of, but he got us in, and he does that on his own and for, you know, everything. So we want to give him thank you. Thank you, Richard. You what?
Joe Richards helped as well.
Oh, Joe Richards helped as well. All right. If we see him, we'll be sure and give him a thank you and an attaboy. But appreciate all of that. Are we getting tired of snow and ice? I think I'm going to give it up for the new year. All right. Ensemble practice, indeed, this Wednesday at 6. I don't have anything else as far as calendar. One calendar event you need to be aware of: next Saturday, we will have a memorial for Virginia Kneff, 10 o'clock here in the sanctuary. We celebrate her life and send her, if you will, and memorialize her. So if you are able, come, the family, join, and we will celebrate Miss Virginia. We are in, I've talked with Helen. There are plans for Tim's memorial. That will maybe in May or June, as the summer gets a little further and closer, so that family can gather. But we will remember him. There's no rush on any of that. So we want to just be aware of those things coming up. Michael, Deb Gunther is standing up. That either means that she's tired of sitting already, or she has an announcement this morning.
I just want to remind everyone that this Tuesday, the 21st, is a crop fundraiser at Just Grill. That's at Iliff and Buckley, this Tuesday from 11 to closing. Thank you.
Okay, that's Tuesday, not Thursday. Thank you for that, because I had it in my head it was Thursday, so we have that set. Other announcements, things for that we need to be aware of for the good of the order as we come and as we gather. Kiddos, if we are gathering with kiddos, there is a song, and it's going to have a motion song up front. So Stephanie and Clan will come up here and lead. All of us will learn the hand movements, we hope that becomes kind of a tradition of ours, is to be able to have at least one kid's song. Many of us can identify with that, you understand. Any other things, announcements for the good of the order as we come and prepare ourselves to be in worship? All right. All of the agendas, all of the things to think about further on, set them in the backs of your mind, and let us give our attention to the Lord God. Amen? Stand and wave hello to each other, and let's turn to our call to worship.
Morning, Melba. Please remain standing for the call to worship. Our Lord knew us before we were born. God, loving parent,
thank you for being with us,
for
raising us up as your children.
The Lord our God loves us beyond our comprehension.
God is revealed to us in unexpected places.
God meets our needs in all our different walks of life. God is with us here and now. Please remain standing for singing of the hymn, opening hymn. Tell me the stories of Jesus found in hymnal, in the main hymnal, page 277. Take a seat. Morning, Takai. Our first scripture reading comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 24, verses 12 through 18, found in the Pew Bible on page 68. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction." So Moses set out with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. To the elders he said, "Wait here for us until we come to you again. For Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute may go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Reading of his word. God.
Thank you, James. You know, think about it a moment. You know, if we had someone named John, it could be James and Peter and John up here. Never mind. Richard, you're thinking about changing your name? No, never mind. By way of prayer concerns, you see some of the concerns we continue with our family printed on the back of the bulletin. We lift all of those. A lot of natural disasters in the midst of all of that, and we need to be aware of those. prayerful and aware of how we can be of help. I want to also lift President Jimmy Carter, who is in hospice. 98 years. Old and full of years, as the Bible would say. May his passing to someone he knows well go smoothly. Are there other concerns that you have this morning as we come and as we gather? Michael? Miss Colleen?
I would ask for prayers for our family. My oldest sister, Cheryl, passed away, and we had her funeral this Friday. So prayers for my brother-in-law. They were married 51 years, her three children, and our extended family.
Thank you, Colleen. Sister Cheryl passing. May it be filled with grace. Others, other concerns? Oh, thank you, Ruella.
I'd like prayers for my cousin and her family. Her daughter died this week of breast cancer, and it's a very difficult time for them.
Tell me her first name.
My cousin, Patty.
Okay.
And her family.
Patty and her family. Okay. Cancer. Michael, behind you, Paya has her hand up.
I've got a couple of requests. First is for Antonio and Lucy's daughter, Lavinia. She had a miscarriage earlier this week. She's having a very hard time with it. And she will be doing a minor DNC this week. And my next prayer request is for Nalu's auntie, Amelia Ahosivi Finau. She's a retired minister who has stage 4 pancreatic cancer and is in hospice.
Okay, thank you. For Lavinia and for Finau. Okay. Did I get those right? Okay. Prayers in our midst. Prayers of concern that surround us. And we do not lift the violence that continues to impact our nation. I'm not sure if that's good or bad, but it is so frequent that it is becoming second page news, and that is not how it ought to be. It ought to be no news. It ought not to be happening. Amen? Children of the Prince of Peace, may the prayers guide us in ways that we can respond. Other concerns? By celebration, by way of celebrations, Krista Braymiller has a birthday on the 22nd. I think that's Wednesday. Stephanie Weifenbach has a birthday on Wednesday. Mike Summerall has a birthday on Friday, the 24th. Is that true, Michael? He's muttering back there. I can't hear a word he's saying. What's he saying, Bo?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Do you want to tell everybody that you're 21 yet?
72.
72?
Yeah.
Amen. So you look 25. Next Sunday, February 26th, I have down here a young woman by the name of Sandy Tinney is having a birthday. Is that true, Miss Sandy Tinney? You are having one. And have you told your husband that you're having one? Waffles with strawberries and happy birthday. And to Jean and your son as they celebrate you. Do you want to share the number of years that you have accrued? Or no, they're quite honorable, my dear. 84 years, amen. Another one of those that looks 25. Those are the birthdays I have listed coming up this particular week cycle. Are there others? Are there anniversaries? You need to know that Nicole is here. She came over the mountain to visit us and keep us in line. She said that Grand Junction got one of the deepest snows in its history. They had 5 inches. And that was true. As I told her when we lived there, we never even owned a snow shovel. So, but you did have to come over the pass, so you saw a little bit of that white stuff there. Glad to have you with us, as usual, Nicole. Any other things for the prayer concern? Please. Please, come up to the microphone.
I was reminded of this when the call to worship said God's revealed to us in unexpected places. I had to go downtown this week, and so I was driving all the way up Parker Road when I got just past Mississippi over on the left where I always look at that little Galilee Baptist Church. It was nothing but a pile of rubble. They had torn the entire structure down, and it just made me sad for a moment that that little church was gone. And I thought, man, you know, this is just kind of the way life is these days. And then I looked a few yards down further, and there stood the cross. Amen. And I thought, you know, my hope is in the cross, not in the debris around me, but in the cross.
Amen. Preach it, sister. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to have her preaching for sure. We know she's got the spirit. Life continues in the cross. The buildings come and go. Amen. Amen. Any others? Any other? Let's turn to our unison prayer. You find it printed in your bulletin. Let us read responsively. Lord, hear our grateful prayer. Most holy God, thank you for the life that you have given us. Thank you for the people that come into our lives. Thank you for the awesome people that bless us with joy and celebration. Thank you also for the people that challenge us. In your wisdom, help us grow amidst challenges. Lord, in this time of prayer, please bless our loved ones, especially those who are sick or who are far away. Lord, we lift prayers for people afflicted by natural disasters. We lift people who are cold, who have experienced floods, fires, earthquakes, storms. We lift people afflicted by war. Through Jesus, send peace into the hearts of the mourning and lift the voices of the righteous. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving Lord God, God of sunshine and warmth and growth and life and vitality, spirit of truth, we come and we turn to you. We come and turn to you in the midst of this natural world, the afflictions that it's caused, the pain and suffering of some of its tragedies. We especially lift Syria and Turkey. Tens of thousands of our brothers and sisters passed. We lift Ukraine and the people struggling with war. We lift struggles all around the globe, and you know all of them, and you are there, and we are grateful. Guide us, Lord, that as we are here in our warm, safe sanctuary, that you give us guidance on ways that we can help, ways that we can be faithfully the disciples you've called us to be, and to react, to respond, to reach out, to offer Christ, to love one another. We come and gather with you, Lord. We come and gather and give thanks for those who are blessings in our lives and who bring sunshine and light, who liven our moments, liven our days. We come, Lord, to walk with you with those who are struggles in our lives, those places where we need your guidance, we need your help as we seek to offer to love one another. Be with us gathered here, Lord. Be with the the young people, the kids, the babies, the moms, the dads, bless them. Bless them richly for coming and bringing their children, and for the celebrations and for the activities. Be with us that we might open ourselves to be the children kneeling at the feet of the Lord. Be with us, Lord, as we travel from here, that we remember we are always gathered with people around the world. And in our community prayer, let us remember everyone as we recite together the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our offertory, we will not pass the plates. The plates are in the back. Thank you for your continued support. We are waiting anxiously to get a bill for the latest bill on the boiler. We will let you know, and we will need your help. So start saving up your pennies and your dollars and your 20s. Amen. Barbara, we'll ask you for an offertory.
Now is time for our second scripture reading. Please stand if you're able. We'll be reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. Six days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. As he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white, suddenly there appeared to them Moses, Elijah, talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here if you wish. I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Well, while he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them. And from the cloud a voice said, This is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Get up and do not be afraid. And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hold on, Paya. Come on, Stephanie. Come on, kids. We're going to do this. We all have to learn the movements of this. Now, we did this. This was from Cave Quest, wasn't it? They all run together after a while, but these, some, come on, kiddos, come join. You big kids and you little kids. Yes. We're going to try and do all the motions here. All right. This is an easy one. This is an easy one. All right. Tell me when you're ready, Stephanie. Hit it, Paya. I was hoping you were going to have your skateboard out here for that section in there, too. Yeah, I left it in the cart. Thank you. You can all sit down. Did you get a little bit of aerobics there? That was good. I was thinking about a cartwheel across the stage. Then I realized I don't know if Medicare covers all of the different things involved there. Tell me the stories of Jesus. We sang that first. Did you hear that? And we're going to sing, Come Thou Almighty King, the last hymn. And I picked those specifically because, listen to it. Tell me the stories of Jesus. Image Jesus as we hear this. Let me hear how the children stood around his knee. Into the city I'd follow the children's band, waving a brand of the palm tree. Isn't it lovely? You can almost see him carrying a lamb. You can see the gentle shepherd and the children. You can feel who Jesus was, can't you? We're going to sing, Come Thou Almighty King. The lyrics are a little different. Come Thou Almighty King, gird on thy mighty sword. Thy sovereign majesty may we in glory see. Seems like a different person. It isn't. It isn't, and part of this is people trying to write lyrics to remember, to reflect on all that the Lord is. But maybe it's something else, too. The good Reverend Ron Hodges, a protege of mine, a wise-minded retiree in our conference, says we're moving on to perfection. Are we moving on to perfection? Yes. Wasn't good enough. Are we moving on to perfection? Yes. Amen. We are moving on to perfection. Amen. Some of us are moving slowly in that direction. There are days I get to the ice and slip and slide and think I don't know if I'm going forward or back. But there is a change in some ways as we perceive Jesus as well, the gentle Savior, the shepherd of the Lamb, the Almighty King. All are true and all reflect Jesus. And today we turn to the transfiguration scene. Paya, do we have the other slide, please? I don't know how well you can see this, but it's from Cameroon. You know Cameroon, Africa. There's Jesus and Moses and Elijah. See them in the middle there? And there's Simon and James and John. We need to keep in mind that Jesus is Jesus of all the world, of all peoples everywhere. And this image stopped me a little bit as I was looking for something to put on the front of the bulletin. On the front of the bulletin, you have that beautiful stained glass and the reflection of Jesus in that way. But we need to recognize Jesus of all people. Thank you, Pyre. You can go. Yeah, you went back to... No, yeah, there we go. She's already on the... Sometimes the most important thing I do in ministry is let Paya take over. She does well. Thank you, Paya. Thank you, thank you. This first scripture that James read, did you listen to that? The Exodus passage? Here was Moses. You remember what's going on? Moses, and he's going to go up onto the mountain. He's going to meet with God. And he's going to get the Ten Commandments, the Sinai Covenant, the Decalogue. And he's going to bring them down as the guiding laws for God's people. Now, we didn't read it, but this is Exodus 34. Moses came down from Mount Sinai. As he came down from the mountain with the two tablets of the covenant in his hand, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. When Aaron and all of the Israelites saw Moses, the skin on his face was shining, and they were afraid to come near him. Moses put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with the Lord, he would take the veil off until he came out. So Moses goes on the mountain, and he is transformed, transfigured, changed. His face glows, and the people see it, and they're afraid. I think we all have a piece of us that when we are presented with a part of the holy, there's a little of apprehension because, at least for me, because I am not perfect. Some of you may be perfect and blameless. God grant that it be so, but if you are like me, is there a bit of apprehension? Have we done all we could? Have we met all of the ways to love that you've taught us? So Moses, his face is transfigured. And then in the New Testament, we read, up a high mountain, by themselves, Jesus was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun. But not only his face, his clothes became dazzling white. So this is the great Moses, the Moses of the law, the Moses of the hero of the Hebrew people, the great and wise leader of Moses, transfigured. And Jesus now transfigured as well, if not more. Simon Peter is impressed. I think we all would be. We were there. We see Jesus, and with him Elijah and Moses. Oh my goodness, you know, Elijah was the great prophet. Elijah was the one that pulled a Dorothy Gale. He got caught up in a whirlwind. He never died, and he will return, and he is the great prophet that speaks of God. He is one of the two great leaders of the Hebrew nation. They are a representation of the laws in Moses, and Elijah, the representation of the prophets. These are the guidance. These are the principles by which the people live. Simon Peter says this and says, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. It is an impressive gathering. Peter doesn't quite understand all of what's going on because he wants to make three equal booths, three dwelling places, three tents, and honor all three of them as equals. But there is something that happens here that is even more important. A voice comes out of the cloud. Isn't that what you said, James? A voice came out of the cloud and it said, this is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. Does anybody doubt that that voice in the cloud? Does anybody not understand? Does anybody think that could be anybody but God Almighty himself? The voice of God speaking down and naming Jesus as the beloved son. And not only that, but making a determination and teaching us and instructing us. Listen to him. I don't know how many times in I have read that scripture and read that passage, and it just seems like a simple statement. Yeah, pay attention to what he has to tell you. It is more than that, and we need to pause and reflect on that. You see, the guidance for how to be in the world for Hebrews up until this point in time were the law and the prophets. And you'll hear Jesus, when he is questioned, when he is tried by other people, tested, they'll say, should we do this? Should we do that? And what does he respond? What does it say in the law and the prophets? What do our holy scriptures and these leading principles tell us? And sometimes we need to understand that there may be conflict. You have heard it say, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. I'm afraid I'm seeing that all too often in our society. Someone who has injured someone else, and the family wants their pound of flesh. They want some sort of vengeance. It's tragic because the Lord says, vengeance is mine and mine alone. And we get caught up in hearing that. But people lock into that. They've heard it and it seems to fit. Someone hits me, I'm going to hit him back. And that should be okay. And then Jesus comes and he says, you have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, turn the other cheek. So which one are we supposed to follow? The law? The law that directs how courts should respond when people are injured? Or this guidance of our Lord Jesus Christ? God is helping us understand that we have the law and the prophets, and now we have Jesus, and we shall listen to him. Listen to him. Authority is placed on him. Authority is given to all that Jesus teaches. Authority to enact all of the laws and the prophets, to teach the people, to lead the people, and to find the true path. And where there is doubt, where there is challenge and differentiation, listen to Jesus. Listen to him. If we have been avid students of history and the texts and the laws, we should have nothing to do with Samaritans. They are evil, have no dealings with Samaritans. And Samaritans can be any number of nations, depending upon which era of history we're in. Reject any worshipers coming into the temple, into the church. Anyone who is not perfect or has blemish should not be allowed into the presence of the sanctuary. Those are laws and rules from a previous set of laws in the Old Testament. The subordination of females. I won't go down that road very far, but we know it was a piece of what was taught and instilled. And when someone erred, take them unto the outskirts of the city and stone them to death, for they are an abomination. So those rules, those laws, they still sit there. And some people, trying to understand how to be in the world, they can grasp a hold of these because they're simple concepts taught to a simple people. But as we turn and become Christian, we are not merely simple. We are a bit more complex. Is it easy for us to understand that if someone strikes you on the cheek, that you turn the other cheek? That was one that our society still hasn't gotten hold of. We still don't have a good grasp on how that works or what that's about or how to be that sets of people. We are built to fight or flight animalistically. And yet here is a new directive on how to be. What was and was important and helped the people of God grow is changing with the Lord God Jesus Christ. We're no more about isolating ourselves and separating ourselves. Think about that. The Hebrew people, they did things, they ate differently. They wore different clothing. They only married within those within the family, within the clan, mutual believers. So the walls to separate them away from the world were quite high and quite strong, and it helped them survive in a period when they were scattered. During the diaspora, they were all over the Mediterranean in places far from home, but they were able to hold on to traditions that separated them away from the culture that they were in and helped them maintain their identity. But that time passed and those walls remained up, and Jesus had to begin to help take them down. He traveled to the people of Samaria. He interacted with them. He interacted with people that were unclean, that were outcasts, that were not allowed. So that isolation changes and becomes, go into the world and make disciples of all people and love one another. The humanity has grown. There has been a transformation out of that transfiguration. That transfiguration showing Jesus as the one who shall be listened to above all else. Listen to him. There's Moses. There's Elijah. Rules to live. Ways to be faithful people. But always through the lens of Jesus Christ and his words of grace and compassion. Amen? Amen. Let's sing that other hymn. This is Jesus the baby, the lamb, the shepherd, and now let's hear, Come, Thou Almighty King. We'll let Richard get up here. Stand if you're able and comfortable.
And ne'er from us depart, Spirit of power. To thee, great one in three, eternal praises be, hence evermore. Thy sovereign majesty may we in glory.
Is it the same Jesus, the shepherd of the lamb? It is. And he is all of that and more. He's all that is great. He is all that is simple. He is all that is powerful. He is all that is loving. This is Jesus Christ, to whom we turn in all times and all places. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, let us follow. Let us offer Christ to the world. Let us love in his name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Join hands. And God's people said,
Amen.